This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed that there should be more women in the workforce as India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world. Addressing a day-long conference on the theme, Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat in New Delhi today to mark the International Women's Day, the President emphasized that the daughters of the nation are playing a crucial role in realizing the vision of a developed India.
आज जो भारत विश्व की तीसरे सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनने की ओर अग्रसर हो रहा है तो देश के वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी तेजी से बढ़नी चाहिए वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी बढ़ने के लिए उन्हें शिक्षा और नौकरी से समान अवसर प्रदान करना महत्वपूर्ण है
President Murmu stated that the central government is continuously working to ensure that women in the country are politically, economically and socially empowered and are able to lead the nation towards the vision of a developed India. She described the provision of reservations for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies through the Nari Shakti Vandhan Adhiniyam as a historic step towards political empowerment.
नारी शक्ति बंधन अधिनियम के द्वारा लोकसभा और विधानसभाओं में महिलाओं के लिए आरक्षण का प्रावधान उनके राजनीतिक सशक्तिकरण की दिशा में ऐतिहासिक कदम है जमीनी स्तर पर महिलाओं को सशक्त बनाने के लिए स्वयं सहायता समूहों से उन्हें जोड़ा जा रहा है तो आर्थिक आत्मनिर्भरता प्राप्त करें इसके लिए लखपति दीदी कार्यक्रम चल रहा है नमो ड्रोन दीदी योजना भी महिलाओं के आर्थिक और तकनीकी सशक्तिकरण का माध्यम बने रही
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that his government is dedicated to the empowerment of women, highlighting the significant steps taken to improve their lives. Speaking at the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat on the occasion of International Women's Day today, Mr. Modi emphasized that India is advancing towards women-led development, with the government placing utmost importance on dignity and well-being of women at every step. Prime Minister Modi stated that the banner of women's empowerment is soaring across all sectors of society, with the power of Indian women now acknowledged globally. During the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan, the Prime Minister also disbursed 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to over 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups. Delhi government today approved Mahila Samriddhi Yojana to provide 2,500 rupees to poor women. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta made the announcement during a press conference in the national capital today. She said on the occasion of International Women's Day, a cabinet meeting of Delhi government was held in which the scheme was approved. She added that a budgetary provision of 5,100 crore rupees has been made for the implementation of the scheme. She said a committee has been formed under the chairmanship which also includes Delhi ministers Ashish Sood, Pravesh Sahib Singh and Kapil Mishra. Delhi CM said that a portal will soon be launched to start the registration process for the Mahila Samriddhi Yojana. Mrs. Gupta said that Delhi government will work to ensure the safety and prosperity of the women. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today announced that the government plans to add 75,000 new seats in medical education over the next 5 years. Mr. Nadda was addressing the inaugural session of the International Symposium on Health Technology Assessment 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Nadda also highlighted that the number of medical colleges in the country has increased by 101% since 2014. To strengthen secondary and tertiary healthcare, 22 All India Institutes of Medical Sciences or AIIMS have been inaugurated. The Indian women's kabaddi team has been crowned Asian champions for the fifth time. The defending champions, India defeated host Iran 32-25 in final of sixth Asian women's kabaddi championship at Tehran this afternoon. Indian women remained undefeated throughout the tournament. India had entered the final defeating Nepal 56-18 in the first semi-final last evening. And in Women's Premier League cricket, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face off against UP Warriors at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. In badminton, India's Ayush Sethi will take on Lin Chun Yi of Taiwan in men's singles semi-final of Orleans Masters in the French city of Orleans this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.